KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, topping the news for today, Cal Fire is lifting the burn permit suspension in Amador, El Dorado, Sacramento, and Alpine counties. As of 8 a.m. this morning, Amador, El Dorado Unit Chief Scott Lindgren is formally canceling the burn permit suspension and advises that those possessing current and valid agricultural and residential burn permits can now resume burning on permissive burn days. Agricultural burns must still be inspected by CAL FIRE prior to burning until the end of the peak fire season. Now, while cooler temperatures, higher humidities, and winter-type weather have helped begin to diminish the threat of wildfire, Lindgren reminds area residents this is not the end of the fire season and that CAL FIRE burn permits will be required until the end of the fire season. Property owners and residents are asked to use caution while conducting debris or agricultural burns. Follow all guidelines provided and be sure to maintain control of your fire at all times. You can and will be civilly and or criminally liable for allowing a fire to escape. Now remember, you still need to verify it's a permissive burn day. In Amador County, you can call 223-4246.
Well, a few Amador County residents couldn't wait for the burn permit suspension to lift and paid the price over the weekend. Cal Fire, Lockwood Fire, and Jackson Valley units all rolled out to various reported control burns over the weekend. In each case, the property owner was found to be burning yard waste and debris piles. And in just about each case, CAL FIRE issued citations for burning during a burn permit suspension. Even though the permit suspension will be lifted today, CAL FIRE and local fire agency remind you, this is not the end of the fire season. CAL FIRE burn permits will still be required until the end of the fire season. One less spark means one less fire.
Amador Sheriff's deputies and Jackson Rancheria Tribal Security nabbed a trio of burglars over the weekend. According to the Sheriff's Office, Saturday night, deputies were called to the Jackson Rancheria Casino after Tribal Security detained two people trying to sneak back into the parking garage from a restricted area. The pair claimed they were returning from a party at a nearby home, but when searched, large amounts of cash, jewelry, and other personal property were found. Deputies and tribal security checked the area and discovered a home belonging to a tribal member had been ransacked and burglarized. The homeowner positively identified the items recovered as coming from his home. Tina Jeff of West Point was arrested along with a juvenile associate for burglary, conspiracy to commit a crime, and for possession of stolen property. While still on scene, a third woman was discovered wandering near the Jackson Rancheria's public safety building in muddy and wet clothing. The woman admitted to being associated with Jeff and the juvenile. 36-year-old Amber Garcia de la Cruz of Merced told deputies she and the other two came to Jackson Rancheria intending to commit the burglary. De la Cruz was arrested for conspiring to commit a crime and for possession of a controlled substance.
Well, the latest storm front skirted the Motherlode region. Another by midweek will bring mountain snow and foothill rain. The next storm system with rain, wind, and snow will move into the area Wednesday and linger into Friday. According to the National Weather Service, snow levels will range around 6,000 to 7,000 foot elevation. Rainfall totals will range from 1 to 2 inches in the Motherlode. Snowfall totals will range from 3 inches to 3 feet above the 7,000-foot elevation. Now, wind gusts of 60 miles per hour or higher likely over the crest of the Sierra. Motorists traveling into the mountains Wednesday into Friday should be prepared for winter weather conditions. Slick roads can be expected in the foothills with the potential for localized flooding.
Well, Thanksgiving is less than 3 weeks away, and the Interfaith Food Bank's Project Thanks needs your help. Project Thanks is the food bank's program that provides traditional Thanksgiving meals to families, seniors, and veterans who may not be able to afford one. To contribute to Project Thanks, you have two options. Make an individual donation or contribute as a group, business, or organization. The food bank provides you with a menu list of what's expected to be in each basket and the quantities depending on the size of the family. Now, you can also make a monetary donation or participate in this coming Saturday's turkey drive. For more information about Project Thanks or to learn how you can contribute, visit feedamador.org or call 267-9006.
And Sutter Amador Hospital, recently recognized by CalNOC, the Collaborative Alliance for Nursing Outcomes, for performance excellence in preventing fall injuries. In 2016, the hospital had zero falls that resulted in moderate or severe injury. According to Ann Platt, Sutter Amador Hospital CEO, quote, "It's an honor to be recognized for the countless ways we work to keep our patients safe in our care," end quote. Now, according to CalNOC, the hospital exemplifies dedication and commitment to quality patient care, as well as safety, by achieving excellence in preventing harm to patients. Platt says, "The safety of our patients and our staff is a top priority. I am proud of what our team has accomplished." Now, CalNOC is a nonprofit organization that aggregated close to 20 years of data, representing more than 2,000 patient units, over 94 million patient days, and over 250,000 patient falls.
Wow. Hospice of Amador and Calaveras has earned national honors for the We Honor Veterans program. The hospice received a 4-star level status, the highest possible, from the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. Renee Davis, coordinator of We Honor Veterans, says they are deeply grateful to the American Legion Ambulance, American Legion Post 108, Auxiliary, and the American Legion Riders for their ongoing partnership, generosity, and assistance, and to the dedicated vet-to-vet volunteers in achieving the level of recognition that has helped out our community's veterans. Also, a reminder for you, Davis says Hospice of Amador and Calaveras will again be participating in the Veterans Day Parade in downtown Jackson. The parade will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.